From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. There's been a major shakeup in the Trump administration. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has resigned. VOA's Steve Herman is at the White House.
His resignation comes after word was received, spread through the West Wing here, that Anthony Scaramucci, a financier known to be someone that the president likes seeing on TV, is to become the White House communications director.
Spicer's tenure with the administration has been the topic of speculation since the early days of the administration. Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders will replace Spicer as press secretary. Meanwhile, according to news reports, U.S. President Donald Trump's aides are scrutinizing Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team, exploring potential conflicts of interest among team members as aides explore ways to discredit his Russia inquiry. The Washington Post and New York Times report the president has asked his advisors about his power to pardon aides, family members, and even himself in connection with the probe. The Palestinian Ministry reports that three Palestinians died Friday and scores more were hurt when clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians turned violent. The violence broke out after the recent implementation of new Israeli security measures. Israeli police have barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers on Friday. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea called on North Korea today to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks in a bid to ease rising border tensions on the Korean Peninsula and eventually to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Pyongyang has yet to officially respond. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held meetings in Washington Friday with his counterpart from Oman to discuss, among other issues, the diplomatic standoff between four Arab nations and Qatar. Last week, Tillerson was in Qatar where he signed a memorandum in which the U.S. and Qatar agreed to address many of the terrorism-related concerns that Qatar's Arab neighbors have expressed. He talked about progress the country has been making.
Well, I think as a follow-on to our trip over there last week, there has been some, I think, positive movement. The Qataris have continued to move forward on the MOU that the U.S. and Qatar entered into to address many of the terrorism, terror financing, counterterrorism concerns that people have, and they have been very aggressive in implementing that agreement. So I think we're satisfied with the effort they're putting forth.
Tillerson said he and his Omani counterpart agreed Qatar has made progress. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said Thursday that he plans to discuss with Chinese officials the situation of the widow of dissident Liu Xiaobo, who died last week in government custody from liver cancer. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
High Commissioner Zayd Raad Al Hussein said he plans to meet with Chinese officials soon to discuss Liu's widow, Liu Xia.
We're now focused on his wife and are trying to ensure that she has freedom of movement and that if she wants to leave China, she should be able to leave China.
Nobel Peace Prize laureate Liu Xiaobo was China's best-known human rights prisoner. He spent his last 8 years in jail for his campaign for democratic political reforms and died age 61 at a hospital on July 13th. He had been moved there from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His wife, Liu Xia, is a photographer, painter, and poet. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Nobel Committee's choice of Liu angered Beijing, which severed ties with Oslo. The two nations announced in December that they were normalizing relations after the six-year rift. A counterinsurgency airstrike in southern Afghanistan is reported to have left a number of government forces dead, including senior officers. The friendly fire incident happened Friday in Helmand Province, where fighting has been raging after Taliban insurgents staged a major assault on government outposts a day earlier. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.